WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL, presents live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball.
Hit the three-pointer, yeah!
Silver Streaks girls basketball.
Oh, you can hear the buzz in the crowd. She'll take the NBA three, good!
And now, here's Jim Wyman with the Silver Streaks pregame show on WGIL.
Hello again, everybody, from John Thiel Gym at Galesburg High School. This is Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson. Ready for high school basketball is tonight, the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 2-3 on the season, 1-3 in the Thanksgiving tournament. Take on the Metamora Lady Redbirds. Metamora 2-2 in the tournament. I tell you, Metamora, I watched them play Freeport the other night, and they played them tough in the Freeport game, losing 45-41. Of course, Freeport manhandled Galesburg 70-46. But both those teams, Metamora and Freeport, had played two games that day. The Metamora Lady Redbirds lost to Alleman 56-54 in overtime, beat United Township 68-59, and then lost to Freeport 45-41. They also beat Illini West 68-59. Their coach, Kathy Wainwright, is sick tonight. They're going to be coached by the sophomore coach, Steve Gorell, so we hope to interview him from right down on the floor since we were unable to tape him before the game, and he's coaching the sophomore game. The sophomore game has 16.7 seconds left in it, and Galesburg is trailing 52-48. So a rare Monday night game. You usually only see these at tournament time or play-in games in the regional, and not much of a crowd on hand yet here tonight. And the Streaks are going to have a formidable opponent in Metamora. And it looks like Sarah Baker is going to be back, Eric, and starting this game for the Streaks. We saw her go down with the ankle injury this past Friday.
Well, that's important, Jim. We also saw one of the correlations after her injury was that the Streaks went through a cold spell in the third quarter of that last game and weren't able to put much on the board, and which it's kind of unfortunate looking back. They played Richwoods pretty tough through the first half, tied at 19 going into the third quarter, and actually took a 21-19 lead at the beginning of the third quarter. Weren't able to hold tight with Sarah Baker on the bench. They lost some of their offensive output. Sarah Baker has played well offensively this year, 8 points per game, and also adding 3.8 rebounds per game. So it was important. It was a big loss, and coach said that she thought she might be able to go, but took the cautious step, which is probably a smart step this early in the season.
Well, I talked to her dad a little bit before the game, and he said that he was a little bit reluctant to have her play, but that she was gung-ho about playing. And I subbed at Galesburg High School today and walked down the hall with her between classes today, and she was walking fine and said that she was eager to go.
Well, and, you know, that's a good sign. You want a player who's willing to sacrifice it all, get back into the game, and help the team win. And I think that's the kind of mentality we're seeing from Sarah Baker. Now, it's going to take another good effort by the Streaks to pull off a W in this game based on the fact that Metamora has looked pretty tough. As you stated, their two losses, 2-point loss to Alleman and then a 4-point loss to a very good Freeport team that we saw manhandle the Streaks in the what ended up being the second half plus 40 seconds. And it's going to be important for the Streaks to get off to a good start here, and hopefully the offense comes alive.
The sophomores have just lost 54-48, so Mike Rux's sophomores now with a record of 3 wins and 2 losses on the season. This is the 9th meeting between Galesburg and Metamora. Galesburg leads this series 7-1. You know, the thing about Sarah Baker is you really need her on Thursday night for a road game at East Moline. East Moline has been hot and cold in this tournament, but they are one of those teams that clutch and grab, get all the fouls they can out of you, and somebody like Sarah Baker, who can go there and shoot reasonably well from the free throw line, I think is important in a conference game.
Well, it is, and we're going to definitely have to monitor how she looks in the game tonight. Now, sometimes after you roll an ankle or have an ankle injury like that, the player tends to be a little uneasy at times going into traffic. So it'll be interesting to see if Sarah Baker will stay out on the perimeter and settle for jump shots as opposed to driving. And I think the key element she's added this year And she's been one of the few that has successfully got in the lane numerous times and been able to either score or dish.
Talked to Evan Massey before the game and talked to him during the school day today. And he was talking about his girls being able to move without the ball, especially when they're going up against that zone.
Well, and zones have given the Streaks a lot of problems this year. And we've seen zone press give them a lot of problems. But specifically when teams sit back in that 2-3, and one of the keys to the 2-3 is you've got to find the open spot in the floor, which Coach was talking about. And we saw that there was a lot of openings in the floor in that last Richwoods game. There was always the weak post open and then the opposite weak tight wing, which is usually open in a 2-3. Coach said it was more of a 1-3-1 matchup. Either way, you know, you have to find that weak spot in a zone, and you have to sit there and exploit it for points. And besides Sarah Baker, another important cog is always Jessica Howard. If she's able to hit that three or the long two even, it spreads that zone out so they can't be near as successful in packing it in against Mynika Warner.
Look at this. With Daylor and Maddie Boyer suspended, Galesburg has only six varsity players before the sophomores come out of the locker room, and Metamora has their full complement of 15 players.
Yeah, and it definitely looks disparaging on the floor before the game.
Unbelievable. I want to remind you the upcoming schedule here on WGIL. We're going to have a game, as we mentioned, at East Moline United Township on Thursday. The Streaks will play in the Western Big Six, is starting all the girls' games at 7 o'clock this year. And then the boys will be at Rock Island on Friday. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will have that one for you. And then we'll be back on the air on Saturday afternoon, and we'll be at Dunlap. And the boys, or the girls, will play at 1:30. And then the boys will play on Saturday night at Metamora. Plus, we'll have the Illini against Georgia at the United Center at 10:30 on Saturday morning. So a basketball junkie's dream on Saturday. The Fighting Illini against Georgia's at the UC at 10:30. The Galesburg girls in Dunlap tip off at 1:30. And then the Galesburg girls, or Galesburg boys, I should say, and Metamora will tip it off at 7:30 on Saturday night. So we hope you'll join us for all those games. We really enjoy bringing them to you here on WGIL. We had so many people that have stopped and complimented us on the games. And I want to thank John Ring from the Galesburg Zephyr, Norm Winnick's paper, for all the publicity he's given us at WGIL. He's just a great writer, and the coverage that the Zephyr gives to girls basketball is second to none. And when I met John last year, right before the first night of the season, I said to him, "You know, John, the reason I know so much about girls basketball is I went back on the internet and pulled up all your old articles and read them all before I even said a word into the microphone. So really, I owe it all to you." And of course, Norm Winnick and I go all the way back into the early 1970s when he was a student at Knox College, and he and Peter Bailey had that apartment over off the Knox campus, and they used to have that antenna up in their living room so they could get KHSE out of St. Louis, Missouri, and it was so close to FM 95. It was like 94.9 versus 94.7 that they had this special antenna mounted in their living room so they could get this rock and roll station out of Missouri. And of course, Norm now is the editor and owner of the Galesburg Zephyr. And we see Tom Meredith out at the game tonight, the former morning voice of WAIK, and it's good to see him out doing the game. So one more time, I want to thank John Ring and Norm Winnick for all the great publicity not only they've given us as a broadcast team, but also they've given the girls basketball program. It's really great to open up that paper on Thursday and see all those great stories. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We're going to switch the interviews tonight. We're going to talk to Evan Massey first, and then we'll talk to Steve Gorrell. Kathy Wainwright, the head coach at Metamora, is out, so she is not here tonight, and the sophomore coach is going to be coaching the Metamora Lady Redbirds. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hello, everyone. This is Kevin McGee, sales manager at Dave's Auto Body. I have been at Dave's for nearly 25 years. My family, Jane, Kyle, and Katie, and I plan to be a part of the Dave's family for years to come. If you are in need of collision repair in the next 25 years or so, come in, see the Dave's Auto Body family, and we will take care of everything for you. Oh, yeah, tell them the McGee family sent you.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Jim Wyman back on the pregame show. I'm with Evan Massey, the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streak girls. Galesburg coming into this game tonight with a 2-3 record overall. They're 1-3 in the Thanksgiving tournament. Sarah Baker is okay after the ankle sprain, and she's ready to go, I guess.
Seems to be. You know, we were able to do a little bit yesterday, and she seemed to be able to perform without any problems. So hopefully she'll be. We'll just have to keep an eye on it.
You know, I went back and listened to the tape. That game was tied when she went out of the ball game. So I guess her loss was a deciding factor in losing to Richwoods on Friday night.
Well, you know, they with their zone defense, they did a good job. They always do a good job matching up. And, you know, really, you know, problem we run into is that when we lose Sarah, she's somebody that can see over the zone a little bit and can move the ball. And so I don't think that was one of Sarah's better shooting games, but what she does is being able to move the ball to the next spot and get people open pretty well.
Well, the problem was getting the ball into Mynika, and you had lots of problems doing that. Is that one of the things you worked on?
Well, a little bit, but I mean it's tough, right? You know, without you just kind of have a little time to walk through that. In the first half, we did a good job of Bailey in particular. Would attack, get a ball into the high post area and stuff, and our posts were a little more active. And the second half, our posts tend to just stand, and so they were standing on the low block, and they weren't, you know, posting up or they weren't flashing at all. So then the problem you run into is you can't enter it from the top, and so then, you know, out of frustration, I think, like, Bailey had a couple post entries, attempted a couple post entries from the wing where, you know, they're double teamed inside. So yeah, we've got to get better of understanding how to just play against a zone of moving inside and posting up inside.
It's the old moving without the ball, right?
That's it.
Well, we would be remiss if we didn't mention the great game that we saw here on Saturday night when Freeport beat Richwoods 49-45. It was really a great game to watch.
It was, you know, going back and forth, and it was one where Freeport would go up about 8 or 9, and then Richwoods would come back, and then Freeport went up a second time, 8 or 9.
We're going to stop this interview with Coach Massey and go down to Eric Gibson. We'll get back to Coach Massey here in a moment because Eric has Steve Gorrell, the sophomore coach, who's the varsity coach tonight for Metamora. Let's go down to Eric.
Thanks, Jim. Eric Gibson here with Coach Gorrell. Coach, you're having to sub in today. Coach Wayman's sick today, right?
This is correct. She's not feeling well, so the sophomore coach has to step up too today.
Well, you guys have had a fairly successful tournament in terms of you've been close with some of the better teams and have won the games you probably should have won.
Absolutely, and we talked about that in the locker room earlier is how we've played some good games and came and had some quote-unquote good losses. Tonight we're here to erase that and have a good win.
And as far as your strategy for tonight's game, we've seen a lot of the teams have good success with the press and the zone against the streaks. You going to implement either on your end?
If you watch the Blues game,
in due time, yeah, we probably will throw a couple things in here and there just to keep them honest. But we do have a game plan that we plan to stick to.
Okay, who should we look for as being the key cogs for the Redbirds tonight?
Well, inside, Lauren Link is definitely a force. And on the outside, Whitney Rohrbach, Justine Phillips, both can light it up. So,
now, Mynika Warner sitting right here in front of us. She's been a key cog for the streak so far this season, been putting up some big points in some of the games. What's your plan to stop her?
Double down when necessary, but to play good man-to-man defense from the backside, and again, then double down if the opportunity arises.
And as
keep it out of her hands.
And we saw in the last game, Richwoods was very successful in the second half of zoning her and keeping out of her hands. Jessica Howard's been able to stretch the defense a little bit. Are you going to key in her, too?
We're going to keep our eye on her for sure. She's one of the better shooters. She can shoot from anywhere on the court, not just one spot or two. So we have our eyes on her all night.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. I don't want to keep you because I know you have to get back with your team. But thanks for the interview. Good luck tonight.
Thanks.
Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Eric. We'll take a break and come back, and we'll finish that interview with Evan Massey. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Pearl Dynamics presents Holiday Happenings December 5th through the 7th. The show begins at 7:30 both Friday and Saturday nights at the Orpheum Theater, and you can see the Sunday show at 3:30 just after the Christmas Parade. Traditional classics like Deck the Halls and Silent Night combined with a little humor along the way. Tickets are $15 and are available at the Orpheum. Just call or stop by. Coral Dynamics has raised close to $500,000 for local charities. Proceeds from this concert will benefit the Knox County Area Project. Coral Dynamics Holiday Happenings, December 5th through the 7th.
As a player, a coach, and now watching my granddaughter, I love basketball. Never miss a game. Until, well, recently. Like my dad, I've developed retinitis pigmentosa, night blindness, which put an end to my driving anywhere in the evening. Until I discovered that Handy Van offers night service.
For people with disabilities, Handy Van offers night service. From 6:30 to 10, it's $3 one way to any place in Galesburg. I'm Joanne Harris. Handy Van is on the go for you.
This is Jim Wyman back with you. Our interview with the coaches on the pregame show brought to you tonight by Galesburg Orthopedic with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Let's get back to that interview with Evan Massey.
We would be remiss if we didn't mention the great game that we saw here on Saturday night when Freeport beat Richwoods 49-45. It was really a great game to watch.
It was, you know, going back and forth, and it was one where Freeport would go up about 8 or 9, and then Richwoods would come back, and then Freeport went up a second time 8 or 9, and then they came back, and it just, you know, one where it definitely went down to the buzzer beater, and what happened was Richwoods, you know, it was funny, they got the ball with 30 seconds to go, and a tie game, and they elected to go without a timeout, and they took a shot. Probably they wish they had back with 15 seconds to go, and then Freeport was able to come down and score.
This tournament field in this Thanksgiving tournament is better than... Is this the best field you think you've ever had?
You know, I'd have to go back and look at it. I think it's got to be one of the best. You know, now when we're separated into four classes, you know, the ratings and stuff become a little bit, you know, of a different issue with things. But you look, we got 1, 4, 7, and 10, you know, supposedly going into it and stuff. But Metamora is a good ball club. Illini West is. And, you know, just it. In some ways, it's probably, it's tough because if we have openings, it's hard to get people to want to come in.
Well, I watched the Metamora-Freeport game, and I know they were both coming back from playing an earlier game, but Metamora played them tough.
Well, they did. You know, Metamora, it's interesting. You know, they seem to, I'm not sure they've got many weak athletic programs at Metamora right now, that they're all, you know, pretty good programs. And you look at Metamora, I think, since they've been in the tournament here on the sophomore level, I bet they've taken first or second just about every year. And so they have good groups of kids. And what's amazing is they get such, you know, great participation that it's pretty much a, you know, like they've got a couple good juniors this year, but oftentimes it's a senior-dominated squad.
Well, I looked and I saw that they graduated a lot of kids, but yet they've reloaded.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is a case where I don't know what they've done in their conference, but my feeling is I think that they've, you know, pretty well, you know, either won or taken second in their conference every year.
Coach, thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck in this unique. What do you think about playing on Monday night? Should I ask you that before we go?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, it's you definitely want to get the game in.
Feels like one of those Saturday night non-conference games in the middle of January with the snow outside and everything.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting. I'm not sure we'll get a, you know, great fan support tonight probably with it on a Monday night, but it's. It's one as a coach, I kind of like when our schedule's clean and we've got Monday through Wednesday to practice, but it's also, you know, hopefully a good game for us.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thanks.
That's Evan Massey, head coach of the Streaks. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Craddy Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guaranteed level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, today.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
So it's the Streaks against the Metamora Lady Redbirds. Metamora coming in 2-2. Galesburg 2-3 on the season. Our pregame coaches' interviews brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Stay tuned now for Galesburg Silver Streak Basketball here on WGIL Galesburg and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by Shelter Insurance Agent Amy Howard.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, Galesburg, serving their patients with the greatest care and love. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, low around 15. Tomorrow's going to be sunny, high of 38. And tomorrow night, cloudy, blustery, not quite as cold, and a low of 32. Wednesday, rain or snow likely. Light snow accumulation possible, high of 36. Currently, it's 24. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Again, everybody, this is Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson, just about ready for high school basketball here on a Monday night, a strange Monday night game. And the reason is this game's on Monday is because the Metamora football team played and lost in the state championship game on Saturday. So to accommodate all the Metamora fans, they moved this game to Monday night. So this the champion has already been crowned at the Thanksgiving tournament, and that is the Freeport Lady Pretzels. But this should be a great and interesting game anyway between Galesburg and Metamora, because Metamora has always been a tough, tough girls basketball team.
Well, as we talked in the pregame show, Jim, they are a tough matchup, and they played a lot of the good teams in this tournament tough, and they beat the teams they should have beat. And the Streaks, unfortunately, got off to a little bit of a rocky start, although we've seen promise. The first half, the Richwoods game, most of the first half against Freeport, they looked pretty good. And then Rock Island, they looked obviously real strong as they got the W. We're going to see a lot of different looks, I think, out of the Redbirds. Coach Gorell, who's subbing for Coach Wayman, stated that he's going to give the Streaks a lot of different looks. So the girls are going to have to pick up the press. They're going to have to identify the zones and identify the weak spots in the zones to allow the players to get open and get good shots.
Lauren Link is 6'2", so Mynika Warner at 6'1" will have her hands full inside.
Well, and we saw Mynika step up in the Rock Island game and have a very good game, and she was playing against Jackie Worley, very good interior player, and was able to shut them down.
Let's go down to Bill Allison, the PA announcer.
Against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now, before the starting lineups, you'd all please rise for the playing of the national anthem. Remain standing for the introduction of tonight's starting lineups. Now the starting lineups. First for the Redbirds for Metamora, a 5'6 senior, number 10, Courtney Delap. A 5'6 junior, number 13, Justine Phillips. A 5'11 junior, number 24, Whitney Rohrbach. 5'8 senior, number 25, Sam Capron. And a 6'2 senior, number 32, Lauren Link. Redbirds coached tonight by Mr. Steve Gorell. Now the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 freshman, number 4, Bailey Boyer. A 5'8 junior, number 12, Sarah Baker. A 5'7 sophomore, number 14, Jessica Howard. A 5'4 sophomore, number 24, Katarina Mangieri. And a 6'1 junior, number 52, Mynika Warner. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey. Assisted by Jackie Howard, Jenna Finley, and Michael Rux.
So that's Bill Allison, the retired English teacher, back here announcing the games with our starting lineups. Our officials, Todd Heater of the Quad Cities, Jack Goldberger of the Quad Cities, and Mike Leffler of Moline. They refereed the Freeport game against Richwoods on Saturday night. Metamora dressed in the red uniforms with the white numerals. They have Metamora in white letters across the front. The Streaks dressed in their home white uniform with the black streaks across the chest and the black numerals. Mynika Warner and Lauren Link at center court to jump it up, controlled by Warner. Galesburg moving in the first half from right to left, which is east to west here at John Thiel Gym. And here we go. Boyer now to Warner, to Baker, near side Bailey Boyer. Back up top to Howard. She thought about the three. Takes a dribble around the three-point line. Now back out to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now to Warner, who again pops out beyond the three-point line. Give and go to Bailey Boyer, but it was intercepted by Delap of Metamora. Back comes Delap. Gets it down now to Phillips. She takes the pull-up jumper. No. The rebound, Warner for Galesburg. Here come the Streaks again, right to left. Boyer over the 10-second line. She'll stop now, stops her dribble, now gets it to Warner, who again pops out beyond the three-point line. Hands it off to Bailey Boyer, who now tries the left side. To Baker, inside to Warner. She was bumped, but they say the ball went off of Lauren Link.
Good ball movement. The Metamora's come out in man-to-man zone, and a good job by the Streaks to work the ball around. They had a good look to Mynika there.
Catman Jerry, the bounce pass into Howard. She'll put it up, no good. Howard tried to get her own rebound, but it was taken away from her by Rohrbach. Back on the attack now comes Phillips, all the way down, left-handed layup. No, she missed it. The rebound, Baker for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg into the front court. Cross-court pass, Mangieri. Pull-up jumper by Cat. No. The rebound underneath, controlled by Justine Phillips of the Lady Redbirds. She hands it off to Delap, and Delap crosses center court. Delap now spins up top of the key to Capron. Capron now on the right side. Here's the three-pointer by Rohrbach. No good. The rebound in the lane by Phillips. No. Phillips again with the rebound. No. The rebound Link. She'll put it up over Warner, and they'll get Warner for the foul.
The Streaks need to keep them off the boards. If they allow them to rebound like that all game, it's going to be a long game for the Streaks. And unfortunately, they weren't able to pull one down there, and leads to Lauren Linking fouled, and she's going to be at the line here.
Phillips is only 5'6", and she was in there. She got two of those rebounds.
She did, and she got herself in good position under the boards, and that's why the Streaks have to do a very good job of boxing out and getting her out of there.
Link made the first one. It was Warner's first foul, first team foul. Link misses the second. The rebound, Baker, 1-0 in favor of Metamora with 6:30 to go first quarter. Into the front court now, near side Howard, now to Baker, out to Warner, now to Mangieri. Here's the backdoor pass, Baker. Baker in the lane will put it up over Link, no good. The rebound, Link, and Link will hand the ball off now to Courtney Delap. Here's Delap for Metamora into the front court. On the right side to Phillips. Back out now to Delap. Delap will call the play right wing. Now to Link, who's top of the key. She goes on the left side to Phillips, but she lost the ball on a poor pass. Picked up by Boyer. Bailey Boyer all the way down court, and we'll get a blocking foul against Lauren Link.
Bad bailout foul by Lauren Link right there. Bailey Boyer had a 1-on-3. She should have just pulled that one back out, but she was aggressive, took it to the rim, got fouled. If Lauren Link holds her ground there, she's either going to take a charge or she might even have had a block shot.
Boyer, a 38% free throw shooter. Here's the first on the way, and she missed it.
Barely grabbed the rim right there. She's got to get a little bit more oomph under that one.
You know, we've been somewhat critical of her, but she has played great.
She has. For a freshman, she's done a great job of stepping up and getting in there.
She missed them both, but Warner comes in, gets the offensive rebound, takes it right away from Link, and puts it up and through. It's 2-1 Streaks. Back comes Courtney Delap for Metamora. Now she throws a bad pass to Link, intercepted by Warner. Here comes Galesburg. Warner all the way down. She'll put it up.
Oh, wow.
For the offensive foul.
Wow.
And Massey can't believe the call.
Oh.
And Rux says, hey, she was moving on the play.
Oh.
And that's Jack Goldberger of the Quad Cities.
Well, and the other thing is, I don't think you want Mynika bringing it down the floor, but still, she did not get a square hit. She went around just like you're supposed to, went up strong, and I think that was just a bad call. No doubt about it, but now Mynika has two fouls early in the first quarter.
Warner goes on the bench. Shelby Pacheco in for the Streaks. Into the front court now to Rohrbach. Holds it over her head. Gets it out now to Capron. Back to Rohrbach, but we're going to get a whistle in 3 seconds, I believe. Yes, against Metamora.
Coach Gorell's got to be very pleased with the fact that Mynika Warner has hit the bench already with barely over 2.5 minutes gone in this game.
2-1 Galesburg, 5:20 to left first quarter. Pacheco now pops out beyond the three-point line to Mangieri. Now to Howard. She's got the open three-pointer. No, it's short. The rebound, Lauren Link for Metamora. Outlet pass now to Courtney Delap. Back on the attack come the Lady Redbirds. They pop it on the left side now to Whitney Rohrbach. She drives the paint but lost the ball, and it was picked up by Baker. Now to Bailey Boyer. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Bailey Boyer into the front court. Top of the key, Baker. She'll take the three. No. The rebound's going to be pulled off by Justine Phillips of Metamora. Back come the Redbirds. Half court pass up to Capron. She'll put it up. No good. The rebound in the lane is going to be picked up by Boyer, and Galesburg will come on a 2-on-3 break. Bailey Boyer all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. The rebound in the lane. Pacheco right back up. No. The rebound's going to be pulled off this time by D-Lap. End-to-end action here. Back comes Metamora on the fast break. D-Lap all the way in. Puts it up. No good. The rebound man, Jerry. And now the ball's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off Metamora. Whoa.
Catch your breath there, Jim. That was a lot of back-to-back action. And the girls going back and forth. Unfortunately, Galesburg's having some problems scoring in the early going. But still hold a 2-1 lead.
Much more aggressive than they were the other night, though, Eric.
That is true. And they've done a good job of attacking and attacking the lane.
Sarah Baker now has it between the rings. Now they'll set up the half-court offense with 4:10 to go. First quarter leading 2-1. To Mangieri here on the near side. With all the action we had, it's amazing the score's only 2-1 streaks. Howard at center court now barks out the play for Evan Massey's Silver Streaks. She'll drive all the way to the basket, puts it up, good!
Great screen set on that side by Baker. She opened her right up for an easy layup.
Jessica Howard's first of the game. It's 4-1 Galesburg. Now Phillips got away on the right side. Goes right into Pacheco. And I think they're going to get Shelby for the foul here.
You know, Jim, when I played high school basketball, it was my job to set those screens. I always thought you should be given an assist if you open up the person that wide to score the easy two.
They'll call it on Bailey Boyer, her first third-team foul. At the free throw line, Justine Phillips will shoot two. She makes the first. It's 4-2 now. One more for the 5'6 junior. Here it is, and this one's also good. We'll get a substitution as Natalie Marshall will come into the game for Metamora. Going out will be Sam Capron.
They have plenty of reserves on that bench, so if anybody gets tired or foul trouble, Metamora can just keep going right at you.
Back on the attack, Bailey Boyer for the streaks. Now to Mangieri, right wing. Out to Baker, near side now. Boyer thought about the three, but now holds up. Howard now has it. She'll drive inside the three-point line, left wing. Now gives it to Boyer, and Boyer will come out center court. Boyer now on the dribble around the perimeter, all the way to the right side. Back up top to Sarah Baker. Now to Mangieri. She'll drive the paint. Pops it out to Howard. Howard fakes the three. Drives in, takes the 10-footer. No good. The rebound in the lane is going to be pulled off by Justine Phillips of Metamora. Here come the Lady Redbirds left to right. Phillips will hold up top of the key. Now to Link, who pops out. Right side now to Rohrbach. She'll drag a two dribbles. Takes the pull-up jumper, and it's good. Rohrbach's first of the game, and it's 5-4 Metamora. Back comes Galesburg. Boyer drives all the way in, puts it up, no good. The rebound, Marshall. Now she'll give it back out now to Capron. Back up top, here, back in underneath to Phillips. She couldn't get it up, and now it's picked up by Natalie Marshall, and Marshall loses the ball, but we're going to get a foul call.
Both teams being very aggressive in the lane. Unfortunately, Galesburg's got some open looks, just haven't hit the jumpers. And we'll see if coaches kind of at a disadvantage here with Mynika Warner on the bench. She's done a great job in the early season to grab those O boards and put them back in.
Comes into Link on the inbounds, and Lauren Link will put it up and through. She has three. And just like that, it's 6-4 Metamora. Bailey Boyer committed the foul. She's on the bench with two. And Megan Young is in. Now Young tried to get it inside to Baker. She had trouble. Now Baker will pop it back out to Howard. Now between the circles to Kat Mangieri. Mangieri on the dribble for the Strix. She's guarded by D-Lab. Bounce pass to Howard. Now to Baker. Back out now to Pacheco. Now to Megan Young. Young top of the key. Now to Howard. Thought about the three. Again, she's going to drive the foul line. Hand it to Mangieri, who will take the three-pointer. Around, no good. It was tipped away and now picked up by Metamora. Back comes Courtney D-Lab. On the left side to Phillips. She'll take the three in and out. No. The rebound's going to be picked up by Howard, and she'll get a bounce pass out to Mangieri, and the streaks will come right to left. Mangieri over the timeline with a minute 50 to go first quarter. Near side Howard. 7-4 Metamora. Top of the key, Megan Young. Looking on the post for Baker instead to Howard. Now they get it to Mangieri. Mangieri with a minute 40 to go. Gets a pick on the right side. Pacheco drives all the way to the basket and puts it up and through.
Great little move by Mangieri. She got wide open with another good screen on that side by the streaks, and she went right to the hoop.
Here's Phillips now. Shovels to Link in the lane, and Link will put it up and through. Lauren Link has five.
It's going to be hard for the streaks to combat Lauren Link with all their sides on the bench with Mynika Warner down right now.
9-6 Metamora with a minute 15 to go first quarter. Here's Howard again. This time she will take the three. No. The rebound's going to come out and be picked up by Natalie Marshall. I'll let pass to D-Lap. D-Lap all the way down on the dribble. Now hits the trailer on the play. Marshall now to Link with the 10-footer, and it's good. Lauren Link with 7 first quarter points. Evan Massey calls timeout, a 30-second timeout, and all of a sudden Lauren Link has caught fire, Eric.
She has, and that was going to be a big problem with Mynika Warner on the bench. Fortunately for the Streaks, Metamore didn't go to her earlier. It looks like Mynika Warner is going to come back in the game right here, which is kind of a risky move, but Coach Massey probably figures if you're going to win this game, you're going to need her on the floor.
Well, a 5-point lead, 11-6 Metamora, is the biggest lead of the game, so I guess you got to do something with a minute left to go in the quarter because they're going to her every time now.
They are going to her, and I wouldn't be surprised if we eventually see the Streaks maybe even think about a zone if Mynika picks up another foul.
Galesburg will have the ball. They'll come right to left, trailing by 5. Sarah Baker now to Warner. Right side, Boyer is also back in. She'll take the jumper off the glass, no. And the rebound in the lane, controlled by Sam Capron of Metamora. To Phillips, now right in the lane to Marshall. And we'll get a foul, and it's going to be a Warner? Oh, I think it is.
She
reached over. They went right in after her, and Mynika Warner commits her third. That's a 15 foul against the Streaks. Boy, they went right to her.
Well, and that's what you have to do. You know somebody's in foul trouble. You have to go after them and try to pick up that extra foul.
Comes into Sam Capron on the inbounds pass underneath. Now in the corner to Whitney Rohrbach. Pops it back out to Phillips, who takes the three. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped up and pulled down by Pacheco. Shelby Pacheco will dribble in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Sarah Baker. 11-6. Metamora leads it by 5. Bailey Boyer, who has 2 fouls. Top of the key. Now on the right wing. Give and go Baker. Sarah put it up and through.
Good cut right there, and they worked the give and go to perfection. Bailey Boyer, good pass to finish it off.
11-8. 10 seconds to go first quarter. Now Rohrbach will drive the paint. She'll take the left-handed jumper, and it's going to be good. Whitney Rohrbach has 4. 13-8. 2 seconds to go. 1 second. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Metamora 13. Galesburg 8. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask your doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care. Bringing healthcare home to you.
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. Find out what's new for the month of December at the Galesburg Public Library. Join me with Pam Van Kirk tomorrow morning at 9:15 on Galesburg Live here on WGIL.
Metamora's ball to start the second quarter. The Redbirds into the front court. D-Lab now. We have a new player into the game. That's Taylor Gray. Gray on the right side to D-Lab. D-Lab now backs in against Ty Peachy, who's in for the Streaks. Underneath the Link, who's guarded by Pacheco. And Lauren Link will put it up and through. She has 9, and it's 15-8. Metamora. Streaks got to stop the bleeding. They got to score. Now Pacheco, near side to Howard. Jessica Howard, top of the key to Ty Peachy. Peachy now holds the ball over her head. Inside now to Pacheco, but she lost it on the dribble. Picked up by Taylor Gray. And Taylor Gray has it knocked away by Ty Peachy as she was going in for the layup. And so we'll get a whistle here, and Metamora will have it underneath their own basket.
Jim, one thing Ty Peachy provides when she gets in the game, hustle. We've seen a lot of hustle from her in her limited minutes so far with the varsity.
Courtney D-Lap, now to Gray. On the left side, here's Rohrbach. She'll drive the paint. Takes a left-handed jumper, no good. The rebound in the lane. Sam Capron puts it up, and we're going to get a foul called here against the Streaks.
We'll see if the Streaks are able to combat. Lauren Link looked very good on that first offensive possession of the half. Pacheco cannot front her because if she fronts her, they're just going to lob over the top if there's no help on the backside.
Pacheco committed the foul, her first. That's a fifth team foul. It'll be thrown in by Metamora. They come right into Link. Link will take the jumper around. No good. The rebound in the lane pulled off by Bailey Boyer of the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg. Fast break. Ahead now to Young. Bounce pass out to Baker. Baker has it between the circles. Here's Baker with the three-point shot. No. The rebound is going to be fought for and picked up by Taylor Gray of Metamora. Back on the attack come the Lady Redbirds. Courtney Delap on the dribble over center court. She's guarded by Megan Young. Now out to Sam Capron. Capron now in the left side, Rohrbach. Rohrbach guarded by Howard. Now the pass into Link. Link guarded by Baker. Turnaround jumper, yes.
She's got so much size compared to the streaks that are on the floor right now. Somebody's going to have to help get this ball inbounds.
Here's the half-court pass now to Young. Young gets it over the timeline. Now stops on the dribble. Double team to Baker. Now to Bailey Boyer. They give her the wide-open three, and it's no good. The rebound's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Galesburg. Substitution. Kathy Marshall will come into the game. She's Natalie's sister for Metamora, and Whitney Rohrbach will go out. The other thing they've got is this deep bench, apparently.
Oh, they have a lot of people they can bring off that bench, and it looks like a lot of versatile players come off the bench as well.
17-8, a 9-point lead for Metamora. 6:10 to go, second quarter. Top of the key, Baker. We need a three here. Now to Bailey Boyer. She gets it into Baker. Baker in the lane with the hook shot, no good. Tips it back out, but it's pulled out by Lauren Link of Metamora. She hands it off to Courtney Delap. Ahead on the right side now to Kathy Marshall. Right into Link, turnaround jumper, no. The rebound, Link right back up, no. The rebound this time controlled by Ty Peachy. Back on the attack come the Silver Streaks. Peachy, a bounce pass now to Young. She'll drive the basket, put it up, but she's going to be fouled on the play by Sam Capron.
Again, it's going to be tough if the streaks continue to allow them to get that ball inside to Lauren Link. She's just got too much size. They're either going to have to double down because they can throw over the top, or if they give it to her, she has a nice little jump shot she can do a turnaround jump shot on.
Here's Young's free throw, and it's good. She's an 83% free throw shooter. The foul was on Courtney Delap, her first. That's the second foul. It was not on Capron. One more free throw now for Megan Young. Here it is, and it's good. So the Streaks score their first points in the second quarter, and Evan Massey wants to bring them over and talk it over after Lauren Link had scored 4 points in the second quarter. She has 11 in the game.
Well, I'm interested to see if Coach Massey, I know he likes the man-to-man, but see if he drops back into a zone at some point, because a zone would help negate the size that Lauren Link has inside, because it's easier to double out of a 2-3 or even a 1-3-1 to double down on that.
Boy, that third foul Warner got just a killer.
Oh, yes. The two early ones definitely didn't help, but that third one definitely put, she's probably seeing the bench the rest of the half. And I would almost make Metamora prove that they can shoot from outside. We've seen a lot of scores coming from inside the paint.
Let's see what the Streaks do here as Metamora brings it up court. Over the timeline, Justine Phillips on the left side to Rohrbach. Rohrbach now gets a pick, comes up top. Now holds up her dribble on the left side to Justine Phillips. Phillips now will bring it back up top. She'll drive the paint, shovels it off on the left side. Now here's the jumper from the corner short by Rohrbach. Rebound up no good, and the rebound pulled off by Howard. Back comes Galesburg. Ahead to Baker. She almost lost it, but saved it inbounds to Howard. Back to Baker. Now a bounce pass to Bailey Boyer with 5 minutes to go second quarter. 17-10 Metamora leading the Streaks. Bounce pass near side from Howard to Baker. Now out to Peachy. Top of the key now to Young. Young now. Threw a bounce pass to Peachy. Wasn't looking for it, but Howard was able to get there and grab it, and we'll get a whistle inside.
I think it was a 3-second violation, and that's something the Streaks can have, is to turn it over on violations like that.
And Pacheco is out of there now, so boy, they're short inside, and they've got Link is being guarded by Howard. Looks like they're in the zone, huh?
Yeah, I think they're playing either a matchup 2-3 or a 1-3-1. It's been tough to tell because Metamora is packed in their offense.
They tried to get it into Link, but there was a kick, and so they'll throw it in bounds. Metamora will have it underneath their own basket with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. 17-10, our score in favor of the Lady Redbirds. Right into Link in the paint. She'll put the jumper up and good.
She's just so much bigger than all the other girls in there.
13 points for Lauren Link. It's 19-10. Metamora again by 9. to Megan Young on the right side. Drives the foul line. Out now to Boyer. She'll take the three. Yeah! That's what they needed. Bailey Boyer with the three. 19-13. Metamora now by six. Back comes Rohrbach. She'll drive the paint. Left-handed shot up, no good. Rebound Link right back up and through.
When you get a miss, you have to rebound the ball, and the girls didn't do that right there.
Back comes Young for Galesburg. Loses the ball, and we'll get a whistle here.
It's tough to rebound out of that zone, Jim, because you don't have somebody that you're naturally matched up to. So when you're in a zone, when the shot goes up, you kind of have to find a body to box out on. It shouldn't be hard to find Lauren Link. She's been in the middle of everything, but unfortunately she got free there for an easy two.
Boyer goes out, Mangieri in, so the Streaks have Howard, Baker, Mangieri, Ty Peachy, and Megan Young. Interesting lineup. Right side now, Megan Young has the ball for the Streaks to Baker. Near side, Kat Mangieri. That last foul on Justine Phillips. Her first, the third team foul. Right side, Howard on the dribble around the three-point line to Mangieri. Mangieri now back out at center court with 3:40 to go second quarter. Now to Baker. Top of the key, Peachy. Now to Young. Megan Young. Bounce pass now near side. Here's Mangieri with the three. No, she missed everything except the glass. Rebound picked up by Kathy Marshall. Shot ahead now in the front court to Justine Phillips. Here's Metamora. Left side now to Rohrbach. Alley-oop to Link. Or rather, the alley-oop was not the Link. The alley-oop to Capron. She missed the shot. Link got the rebound, and she put it up and through. It's 23-13 Metamora. Now the Streaks are going to lose it in the front court as they were going on the baseline to Peachy, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Metamora's ball. Bailey Boyer back in. Megan Young out. So it's Mangieri, Megan Young, Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, and Sarah Baker for Galesburg.
Lauren Link is only going to take herself out of the game if she gets in foul trouble here, because it looks like Coach is going to stick with her the whole time.
Here's the Phillips with the pull-up jumper the running jumper on the right side. The rebound, Jessica Howard for Galesburg. Howard in the backcourt stops her dribble. Now to Bailey Boyer. Here comes Galesburg down by 10 with 2:50 to go second quarter. Top of the key now, Sarah Baker to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now has it at the white G at center court to Peachy. Right side now to Boyer. She looks inside for Baker instead to Mangieri. Right side Boyer with 2:35 to go second quarter. Boyer brings it out of center court as Pacheco gets set to come back in. Here's Boyer now into Baker. Baker's guarded in the lane by Marshall. Pops it back out to Boyer, now to Mangieri. Mangieri dribbles up top of the key. Mangieri still with 2:20 to go on the dribble. You can hear the ball dribbling down there at center court to Howard. Bounce pass near side to Sarah Baker. Baker back out now to Peachy, now to Boyer. Boyer on the right side. She throws a pass right over Mangieri's head, and the Streaks turn it over. Too long trying to get that offense going.
Well, and on top of that, Jim, it looks like the Redbirds are going to sit back in a zone right now, especially with Warner out of the game. What was working early was that the girls were attacking the base or the hoop, and right now we're not seeing that. We're getting a little stagnant, kind of like they did in the last game against Richwoods.
Justine Phillips now to D-Lap. Metamora, D-Lap will drive the lane, puts it up no good. Rebound Howard, she took it right away from Natalie Marshall. Back on the attack comes Galesburg into the front court now. Baker has it top of the key, pops it out to Boyer. Boyer had trouble but got the ball back. Now she brings it up and sets it up center court with 1:40 to go second quarter. Here's Boyer with another three, no good. The rebound in the lane controlled by Whitney Rohrbach. Outlet pass now into the front court, Phillips. Phillips all the way down, she'll put it up, no. And she's going to be fouled, I think, by Baker.
Nope.
No, it's going to be against them.
Yeah, charge.
Offensive foul against Justine Phillips. Her second. That's the fourth team foul. Thank you, Mike Loeffler of Moline, our official. 23-13 in favor of Metamora. We'll get a substitution as Taylor Gray will come back in. Justine Phillips with two fouls will go out. And Galesburg will bring it back on the attack right to left, down by 10. Bailey Boyer tried to get a pass to Peachy. Or to Pacheco, and the pass was beyond her. Looks like she threw it. She had turned her head and started running towards the top of the key, threw the pass and didn't see where it went, and it was beyond Pacheco. So back on the attack comes Metamora. This is Courtney Delap, top of the key against Mangieri. Left side now to Rohrbach. Whitney Rohrbach back out to Delap. Now to Rohrbach, who will take the three-pointer, no. The rebound underneath controlled by Link, and Lauren Link will put it up in three. Through. 19 points in the first half for Lauren Link, and now Evan Massey's out talking to Mike Loeffler of Moline, the official.
Streaks turned it over, and it's going to go right back to the Redbirds. Down by 12 with under a minute to go. Streaks would like to get this at least under 10, but it's not looking good.
So Metamora will have it after the Galesburg turnover. It comes into Natalie Marshall. Boy, if they score here, it's Katie bar the door. Left side to Rohrbach, right inside. The shot up, no good by Marshall, and it's picked up by Galesburg. Back comes Boyer, top of the key, Baker. She'll take the 15-foot jumper, no. The rebound, Lauren Link for Metamora, and now with 40 seconds to go, they're going to slow it down. Steve Gorrell, who's sitting in for Kathy Wainwright, says, hey, just take it easy now. 32 seconds to go, first half. Now top of the key, D-Lap. Left side now to Rohrbach. She'll drive the baseline, left-handed jumper, good.
Nobody cut off the Whitney Rohrbach there. It looked like the girls got lost in the zone right there.
27-13, Metamora with 16 seconds to go, first half. Wow. Sarah Baker will look for the last shot here. See if they try to come to Howard with the three-pointer to Bailey Boyer. 6 seconds to go. Now they move Howard out. 2 seconds to go. She can't get it off. And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Metamora 27 and Galesburg 13. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it. Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville. Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars and seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At the half, it's Metamora 27, Galesburg 13. The Lady Redbirds outscoring the Streaks 14-5 in the second quarter after having a 13-8 lead at the end of one. Let's run down the scoring. Pretty easy for Metamora, I tell you. They are led in scoring by Lauren Link with 19 points in the ballgame, 12 of those coming in the second quarter. All field goals except for one free throw. Whitney Rohrbach has 6, 2 for Justine Phillips for the Streaks. They have they're led in scoring by Bailey Boyer as 3 points. Two for Sarah Baker, two for Jessica Howard, two for Megan Young, two for Katarina Mangieri, and two for Mynika Warner. Foul trouble. Galesburg has Mynika Warner with three. Bailey Boyer with two. The only person with two for Metamora is Justine Phillips.
An all-too familiar story for the Streaks, Jim. Foul trouble again, doing in the girls. Mynika Warner gets two early fouls, and then commits another foul within a couple minutes of being in the game, and she's been sat most of the evening, on the bench. And it's been the Lauren Link show. 19 points. I have her right now at 9 rebounds in the game, give or take one or two. And then Justine Phillips, although she's only scored 2 points and taken a lot of shots, she's rebounded, had 6 rebounds, and she's one of the smallest girls on the floor. So getting defensive rebounds an issue for the Streaks in the early going, or in the first half, and then as well as the foul trouble. Bailey Boyer also has picked up a couple of fouls, and she had to sit for a little bit, leading to some unusual lineups from Coach Massey.
They need a little more mental toughness, too, you know. Yeah, Coach Massey's talked about the fact that they start feeling sorry for themselves, and you can see a little bit of that tonight.
You can, and it seems that the offense has gone stagnant again. We see the Redbirds go back into a zone, and it's almost as if the girls don't know what to do once they see the other team in a zone. They just swing it around the perimeter until ultimately there's a turnover, a 3-second violation. I'm just not getting good shots anymore.
You got to force the issue.
You do, and you have to be more aggressive. Get into the lane, penetrate, attack the gaps, and then also look to swing it around once you've attacked the gaps. You need to collapse a 2-3 zone. You need to try to collapse it down by either getting the ball to the high post or the weak side block, or attacking those gaps that you see and then kicking for easy shots. And they had some good shots early, just weren't hitting them.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. I saw the multi-talented Mike Craddy at an auction on Saturday, a farm auction over at the Farm Bureau building. That guy does a little bit of everything. So for all your insurance needs, you've heard my story before about when we were moving to Galesburg, how Mike Craddy was able to drive out to the house, write the policy all in 20 minutes right before the closing. It was something I'll never forget. And Mike can do that for you. Craddy Insurance Agency, not only house insurance, but all your insurance needs, bringing you our halftime scoreboard. We'll take a break, and Eric will wander down to the floor and talk with Jackie Howard, find out what went in the locker room. I'd like to be a little fly down in that locker room tonight. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met, Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
The spirit will come alive in downtown Monmouth during the 21st Annual Christmas Walk, Thursday, December 4th from 5 to 8.
Hey, kids, for just $2, you can get your pictures taken with Santa Claus inside Midwest Bank of Western Illinois from 5:30 to 8.
Sign up for a gift and enjoy refreshments at Cedar Creek Candles while you shop for your favorite Christmas decorations and candles.
Warm up with soup and coffee and free cobbler at Downtown Coffee House Cafe.
Along with fudge and cookies at Vaughn Jewelers, the 21st Annual Monmouth Christmas Walk, Thursday, December 4th.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, Galesburg, serving their patients with the greatest care and love. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, low around 15. Tomorrow's going to be sunny, high of 38. And tomorrow night, cloudy, blustery, not quite as cold, and a low of 32. Wednesday, rain or snow likely. Light snow accumulation possible, high of 36. Currently, it's 24. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Our halftime coaches interview with Jackie Howard brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Let's go down to Eric Gibson.
Thanks, Jim. I'm here with Coach Howard. Coach, it was the Lauren Link show in the first half there. She's a load inside. What's going to change to stop it in the second half?
Well, I mean, time will tell. I mean, you know, I'm not exactly sure what strategy we're going to go with, but I mean, she's good. You know, 19 out of 27 points, she's very talented, but we've got to do a better job against her. I mean, that's the bottom line. The bottom line with us right now, we got to play hard. I mean, that's all. There's not much more than that, but you know, we got to come out here, we got to play hard, we got to stop feeling sorry for ourselves. And once we get that going, then we'll figure out other things.
How are you going to generate more offense here in the second half?
Well, we just need to do a little bit better job slowing it down and actually running an offense, because we haven't really, to be honest with you, gone into any secondaries or any offense because we get too hyper. So we'll see. New half. So
thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half. Back up to you, Jim.
Thanks, Eric. Our interview with Coach Jackie Howard brought to you at the half by McDonald's, with two locations on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and on East Main. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Streaks will come out with their original starting five of Monika Warner, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Jessica Howard, and Bailey Boyer. Same starting lineup, too, for Metamora. Courtney Delap, Justine Phillips, Whitney Rohrbach, Sam Capron, and Lauren Link. Galesburg will have it to start the second half. Comes into Warner, turnaround jumper. Yes! It'll drop. Monika Warner, she was about 8 feet out, but she used the glass and got it to go. And it's 27-15 as the Streaks strike first. Back on the front court, here's Phillips now with the 18-footer. No good for Metamora. The rebound, Warner. Warner on the floor will hand it to Boyer. Warren took it away from Link. Warner took it away from Link. Now here's Boyer, and we'll get a blocking foul as Boyer was going towards the baseline, and they'll call a blocking foul against Metamora, and Bailey Boyer is going to go to the line and shoot two, and the Metamora girl looks like she's shaken up.
Well, and Monika Warner out for such a big part of that first half. We knew that that was the difference in the first half, and right away she comes out. She's aggressive. The girls get the ball inside to her. She gets the 2 points, and on the defensive end, she's able to get the rebound. That would have been a rebound in the first half. I don't know if the Streaks would have gotten, because Lauren Link's been so dominant getting in there and muscling people out.
Two free throws for Boyer. Justine Phillips goes out. She was the girl who was hurt as Boyer makes the first. Coming into the game is Kathy Marshall. Second free throw is around and through, so the Streaks come out, score four straight points to start the second half. It's 27-17, and now we'll get a timeout called by the Lady Redbirds.
An interesting early timeout there for the Redbirds, based on the fact that although the Streaks put up 4 points, you're still up by 10 points. I don't know if Coach Gorell didn't like the look that his girls were getting. The Streaks came out in a press right there, and maybe he was afraid that things were going to get a little out of control.
Metamora did not have school today, and there was a rumor all around town that this game was not going to be played tonight because of that. But since it's not a conference game, you can go ahead and play the game. Apparently the snow was worse to the east and to the north of Galesburg. Galva and Stark County were also out today. And I know the roads around here were miserable when I came over to the high school this morning with the blowing snow. But now Metamora will have it. Full court pressure by the Streaks, as Metamora will trigger it in the backcourt. This is Whitney Rohrbach still in the backcourt, now with the left-handed dribble. She gets into the front court to Courtney Delap. Delap now, high post now to Link. Link outside the three-point line, guarded by Warner. Don't get too tough on her, Monika. Too close. Now Delap spins away at the foul line. On the near side now to Kathy Marshall. The pass inside's batted away, but it's picked up by Rohrbach in the lane. She'll get it to Marshall, whose shot is up no good. Rebound Pacheco for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg. Bailey Boyer now back into the front court for Galesburg. Now to Pacheco, right side. She gets the ball to Howard. Bounce pass to Warner, now to Baker. Baker will drive, the running jumper's good. Oh, the strings have come out on fire. Sarah Baker has four, and it's 27-19. Metamora by eight. Now right into Lincoln. She puts it up.
Well, and I was going to say I was surprised there in the first couple possessions that Mynika was guarding Lauren Link, and right there she had Jessica Howard on her, so maybe a smart move to take her out of there.
In the front court comes Bailey Boyer. Into the corner, she gets it to Pacheco. Top of the key, Howard, she'll take the three, no! The rebound's pulled off by Whitney Rohrbach of Metamora. Back come the Lady Redbirds, right to left. Half court pass to Marshall. She'll drive the lane, puts it up, no good. The rebound's going to be pulled out of there by Bailey Boyer. She's tied up by Marshall, and will get a jump ball, and it'll be Metamora's ball on the alternating possession.
Well, unfortunately, a good rebound by Bailey Boyer, but she kept it a little too high, and Metamora was able to grab onto the ball.
Rohrbach throws it in, gets it in on the right wing to Capron. Now back around the three-point line. They come on the near side to Whitney Rohrbach into Link. Link against Warner. She's double-teamed as Howard comes in to help. Here's Rohrbach with the three, no good. The rebound picked up by Pacheco. She lost it, but it's knocked out of her hands by the Metamora player, and Galesburg's going to have it.
And I think that was a good job right now there of doubling down by the streaks on Lauren Link, but I still am a little apprehensive about putting Mynika Warner on her, being that they're just going to keep going down to her until Mynika commits a couple more fouls.
Here's Boyer, gets away, she'll drive the basket, and we'll get a foul called here. That's the third, fourth time we've seen Bailey Boyer drive the basket and pick up the foul.
Well, and Bailey Boyer is looking very aggressive right now, taking it to the hoop, and I think that's what the streaks need right now. As we stated at halftime, the offense looked very stagnant there towards the later parts of the first half. So they're going to need this aggressiveness and get there, and as you said during halftime, they're definitely going to have to attack more.
Courtney Delap commits the Metamora foul, her second, the team's second. Boyer missed the first, second is on the way. This one's an air ball. Boy, she looked so bad on the first two. Then the second two were both swish, and those two were just ugly.
Yeah, definitely needs a little bit more legs, and that can happen with inexperience and fatigue as the game sets in. But the streaks are going to come out here in a press. Let's see if it works.
Comes in the backcourt now as Metamora has the ball to Marshall. They beat it to Phillips, who's back in the game. Justine Phillips right into Link, and we're going to get a traveling call against Lauren Link as she was trying to back in against Mynika Warner.
Oh, man, it makes me nervous watching her in there against Lauren Link. Mynika does a good job, though. She's doing a good job of being straight up and down and not trying to lean on her or anything like that.
Bounce pass down to Baker on the high post, and she's going to be tied up by Kathy Marshall. And it's going to be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession after the jump ball.
Sarah Baker has to be strong with that ball right there. You're taught to hold it strong under your chin, so if they're going to grab at it, they're going to ultimately commit a foul. She left that one down, and they easily tied her up.
29-19, Metamora by 10. Here's Howard with the three-pointer on the inbounds pass. No good. All comes all the way out to Bailey Boyer. Bounce pass to Warner. Warner tied up. We're going to get a whistle and a foul called here against Lauren Link, maybe? I'm not sure. Maybe Marshall. But somebody was grabbed onto Mynika's arm.
Yeah, there is definitely going to be a hold call.
It'll be Sam Capron's foul, her first. Third team foul. Galesburg will trigger it in. Bounce pass comes right into Pacheco. Pacheco underneath, puts it up and through.
Nice pass. Good finish by Pacheco. Very strong.
Back on the attack now comes Metamora. Here's Link with a baseline jumper around, no good. The rebound underneath Pacheco. Pacheco brings it out herself on the dribble. Hands it to Boyer. 29-21, the 8-point Metamora lead. Let's see if the streaks can show some character and come back. To Baker, into Warner. Warner puts it up, no good. And we'll get a foul on Warner as Link had the position, got the rebound, and Warner reached in on her, and that'll be her fourth, and that's the first team fouling the streaks in the second half.
Right there, Mynika's got to play smarter, and she cannot commit that foul. She's got to go, just let that rebound go to Lauren Link and go back down and just concede the position.
She's going to leave her in. Against the full court pressure, here comes Courtney Delap. Delap over the timeline, right side to Justine Phillips. Phillips to Link. They go underneath. Here's the hook shot going to be put up, no good, by Natalie Marshall. Warner couldn't control the rebound, but Pacheco does. Back comes Galesburg, left to right with 4:30 to go third quarter. Ahead to Warner. Warner lost the ball, but we'll get a reach-in foul on Natalie Marshall here. Her first and the fourth team foul against Metamora.
You know, you just want the calls to be consistent. I think on that last rebound, Lauren Link should have been called for an over-the-back. She came right over the top of Mynika and definitely shoved her a little bit. Otherwise, Mynika would have had an easy rebound there.
Baker will trigger it in, gets it into Howard. Howard drives the right baseline, pops it out and out of Baker. She'll throw it out to center court to Mangieri. Can't Mangieri as Warner pops out beyond the three-point line to Pacheco. Left side to Mangieri. Here's the three-pointer, Howard! Yes! Jessica Howard from top of the key. She has five, and it's 29-24. Back comes Metamora, and we're going to get a foul on Warner here as going down the lane was Courtney Delap, and Mynika Warner is fouled out of the game.
Again, Jim, got to play smarter. She didn't have position right there. She wasn't in position to take a charge, and she just stood straight up and good, intelligent play right there by Courtney Delap. She went right at Mynika and made contact off to the side so that there was no choice but to call a foul there.
Wow, that's a rally basher right there. Whew. So going to the free throw line is going to be Courtney Delap for Metamora. She'll have two. Evan Massey is taking his very sweet time here to put in a substitution, and Ty Peachy is going to come in for the Strigs.
Well, it definitely a point being made by Coach Massey right there is the official didn't come over and signal that that was five, so he felt that his time hadn't started to take her out yet. So he just waited until they came over and instructed him that that was the time to go.
Ty Peachy will come in. The Strakes have done great. They've come back. They trailed at the half, 27-13. It's now 29-24. Here's Delap's first free throw, and she uses a glass and puts it through. 5'6 senior. It's her first point of the game, makes it 30-24. 6-point Metamora lead with 4:01 to go in the third quarter. Mynika Warner fouling out with 4:01 to go in the third. The second free throw by Delap around the iron and drops through, and it's 31-24. Back comes Galesburg. Well, let's see what the Strakes can do here if they can show some character without Mynika. Mangieri dribbling around the perimeter. Somebody needs to step up. The Ty Peachy, who's come in for Warner. She tried a cross-court pass, intercepted by Rohrbach. She'll hand it off to Delap, and Delap will bring it right down and put it up and through on the fast break. Back comes Galesburg, 33-24, the Metamora lead back to 9. Mangieri, now to Pacheco, bounce pass to Peachy. Peachy, right side. Here's Howard with the three-point shot, no good. The rebound underneath for Whitney Rohrbach for Metamora. Rohrbach hands it off to Courtney Delap, and Delap comes on the attack, left to right, to Phillips. Top of the key, Lauren Link. Link guarded by Pacheco. Here's the three-pointer, Delap, no good. The rebound pulled off by Natalie Marshall. Hands it off now to Rohrbach. Back up top to Delap. Right side now to Rohrbach. Rohrbach looking inside, instead to Natalie Marshall. Marshall to Delap on the right wing. They go back into Rohrbach. She drives the paint. Left-handed jumper, no. Rebound Link, but Baker's there to knock it out of bounds.
Good job by Baker right there. Sarah Baker snuck underneath and was able to knock that ball away from Lauren Link. But again, Lauren Link had position. Somebody's got to body her out of there and box out.
We have a timeout. Evan Massey wants to talk it over. Full timeout with 2:52 to go third quarter. It's Metamora 33, Galesburg 24. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
Find great home improvement gifts at Menards. A Bostitch brad nailer that drives up to 1 1/4 inch brads is just $39.99. Save $40 on a Bostitch air compressor nailer kit. It includes a 6-gallon compressor, 2 1/2 inch finish nailer, 1 1/4 inch brad nailer, 25-foot air hose, and tool bag, just $219. Plus, there's zero payments and no interest for 6 months on qualifying purchases with your big card.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Terry Cavanaugh here from WGIL. Find out what's new for the month of December at the Galesburg Public Library. Join me with Pam Van Kirk tomorrow morning at 9:15 on Galesburg Live here on WGIL.
Metamora comes right in to Lauren Lake, and she scores. Now Galesburg back in the front court. The shot from the corner by Howard, no good. Rebound Bailey Boyer. Now to Sarah Baker. 35-24, the 11-point Metamora lead. Galesburg had it down to 29-24, but then Mynika Warner scored, fouled out of the game. High post now to Baker. Right side to Bailey Boyer into Pacheco. She almost lost it, but got it back. Now back out to Bailey Boyer with 2:10 to go third quarter. The Streaks trailing 35-24. Here's Howard from the left corner. No! The rebound tipped out by Baker, but picked up by Courtney Delap of Metamora. Ahead on the right side to Rohrbach. Right inside to Marshall. She'll put it up. No. The rebound fought for and pulled off by Pacheco. Pacheco dribbles out of danger. Here's a 3-on-2 break for the Streaks. Right side now to Mangieri. Bounce pass inside Pacheco. She has it knocked away from her by Justine Phillips. And it's picked up now by Whitney Rohrbach. Back into the front court, Rohrbach. Gets it back up top to Delap. Now to Rohrbach. Rohrbach on the right side to Marshall. Now to Rohrbach. Here's the give and go to Marshall. And Natalie Marshall has it knocked away by Sarah Baker. It'll be Metamora's ball.
Jim, Sarah Baker's been very active on the defensive end, and she's been able to knock a lot of the balls away. We're going to get a 30-second timeout here for the Redbirds to talk things over. And I think that's definitely a positive you can take from this game is her defensive intensity. However, somebody's going to need to step up on the offensive end here to get the girls back in. Jessica Howard doing what Coach probably asks, and that's to keep jacking them up, and hopefully eventually she's going to hit a couple of these. She's 1-for-8 from downtown at this point in the game, and granted you'd like to see her obviously hit some more, but she's not taking contested shots. She's not necessarily taking bad shots. They're just not dropping for her.
Boy, a 12-2 run to start the quarter by the Streaks, but now Metamora has really answered.
They have. They've gone on a 6-0 run to push the lead back out to 11 here with 1:29 left to go in the third quarter.
It'll be Metamora's ball underneath their own basket. Comes into Justine Phillips on the right side. She dribbles around the three-point line to Delap. Now they come on the near side. Here's Whitney Rohrbach, drives the left baseline. She goes right into Marshall. She lost it, but Link picked it up. Now here's a jumper right side by Phillips. No good. The rebound, Marshall. Bounce pass to Link. She puts it up. No. Marshall again pulls down the rebound. Pops it back out now to Rohrbach. Rohrbach dribbles across the paint and throws the ball away, trying to get a to Phillips on the right wing.
There was definitely a push that went uncalled. Natalie Marshall gave a streak of push in order to get one of those rebounds. Unfortunately, it wasn't seen.
Back on the attack now comes Galesburg. They trail by 11. Minute to go, third quarter. Bailey Boyer, top of the key, now to Howard. Bounce pass on the right side to Boyer. Boyer drives the paint. Now tried to get a bounce pass back out to Pacheco, but it was a lazy pass, and it's intercepted by Justine Phillips. Phillips on the right side to Delap. Courtney Delap to Lauren Link beyond the three-point line. Link now back on the right side to Delap. Delap tried to get it inside to Marshall, but Baker's there to knock it away.
Again, Sarah Baker being very active and playing some good defense. But, Jim, it's going to be a big lead until the Streaks can find a way to score again.
Metamora comes in. It comes into Marshall, now to Courtney Delap, guarded by Boyer, near side to Phillips. Phillips now gets it back out center court to Courtney Delap. Back on the near side to Whitney Rohrbach. Now to Lauren Link beyond the three-point line. Now they'll get it right into Marshall. She'll put the left-handed layup up no good. And we'll get a foul on her this time as Mangieri had come down with the rebound. And Marshall just about cold-cocked her.
Yeah, she definitely went aggressive. And that's an example of what they missed down there earlier. Unfortunately, this time they were able to
catch it. It was her on the other time,
it
too,
was,
right?
Yep.
That's
yep.
Her second fifth team foul. She should have about 20. Into the front court now, Mangieri. Mangieri tried to get it cross court. Bad pass intercepted by Delap. All the way down for Metamora, but she missed it. Rebound Bailey, and that's the end of the third quarter. With the score, it's Metamora 35, Galesburg 24. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call place back.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Coming up tomorrow on the WGIL Midday, we'll see what's going on at the Greater Peoria Farm Show as it opens its three-day run at the Peoria Civic Center. I'm Jim Lee. Join us just after 11 on Galesburg Radio 14.
Don't forget, Eric and I will be up in East Moline on Thursday night. It'll be the United Township Panthers against the Galesburg Silver Streaks. All the Western Big Six games start at 7 this year, so we'll be on the air at 6:40 with our pregame show. Well, I guess the one thing you got to say about this, these girls are going to grow up through this experience, especially these younger girls.
Well, they are, and I would imagine that this is going to teach them through the season some definitely key points, lazy passes, bad positioning on defense, and we've seen them grow a little bit through the season so far.
Metamora's ball to start the fourth quarter. Taylor Gray is into the game. She has the ball up top. Hands it off to Courtney Delap. 35-24 in favor of Metamora. The Streaks trail by 11. Metamora now, top of the key. With the ball is Sam Capron. She got it to Phillips, now to Delap. Very deliberate now as the Lady Redbirds are going to let some clock run out. The Streaks had a nice run on them at the beginning of the quarter, but if you just joined us, by Nika Warner, fouled out with 4:01 left in the third. Now Howard is able to tip away a lazy pass. She comes back in the front court, and Galesburg has it. Top of the key, Bailey Boyer on the dribble. Left side, Jessica Howard now in the corner to Baker. Back up top, Pacheco. Now to Megan Young, who's in the game. Bounce pass to Howard. Wide open three-pointer short. The rebound, Courtney Delap for Metamora. She'll bring it back right to left with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Delap now goes on the right side to Taylor Gray. Gray now back up top to Link, who pops out beyond the three-point line. To Gray, give and go in the lane, up and no good by Capron. The rebound controlled by Megan Young of Galesburg. Young triple team, but gets it to Bailey Boyer, and we're going to get a charging foul against Boyer as Justine Phillips drew the charge right here in the backcourt in front of us.
Well, that was a good play by Justine Phillips. She did a good job of getting position, holding her position, and Bailey Boyer just, you know, trying to elude the press again, just ran right over her. She didn't see her in front of her and just hit her. And I think that was a good call based on the fact that Justine Phillips did a good job of getting great position.
Boyer's third. That's the third team foul against the Streaks. They're confirming the call, and now Evan Massey, obviously it was Boyer, and now Evan Massey wants to check with Mike Loeffler of Moline and make sure the call is right. Massey is not one to get technical fouls. In fact, the two he got last year were both against Rock Island Alleman in the during the regular season, and they ended up losing to Alleman in the tournament. Metamora throws it away on the inbounds pass. Back come the Streaks. Galesburg in the front court with a chance to narrow it down to below 10. Inside to Pacheco. Pacheco is going to travel with the ball. Took that extra step as she was double-teamed in there by Lincoln Marshall.
Well, it was a very strong move by Pacheco. She did a good job with a spin move into lane to her right as she was posting up. Unfortunately, Lauren Link did a great job of coming over for the double. Pacheco didn't see her and ended up taking a couple too many steps.
Full court pressure now. Kathy Marshall's back into the game. Bounce pass now to ahead to Sam Capron, and Capron's going to put it up and through for her first basket of the game, and it's 37-24. Top of the key now, Pacheco. Left side, Bailey Boyer. She'll take the three-pointer, no. Rebound underneath, Megan Young will put it up, and she's going to be fouled underneath by, I think, Kathy Marshall.
Bailey Boyer's been a lot more aggressive in this game, getting her shot than we've seen her throughout the season so far, which I think is a good thing. She needs to open up the offense a little bit and be taking some shots. Unfortunately, has been the epidemic for the whole team during this game, just hasn't been hitting.
Well, I tell you, this Megan Young is a free throw shooter. She's 3-for-3, 83% on the year coming in. The foul was against Kathy Marshall, her first, a 16 foul. One more free throw for the 5'5 sophomore, Megan Young, and she hits it. 4 points in the game, all from the line for Young. It's 37-26, the lead at 11 with 6 minutes to go in the basketball game. Metamora will come over the timeline. Ahead to Rohrbach. On the baseline, Lauren Link. Back up now, here's the jumper. Going to go off the glass and through by Kathy Marshall. Marshall's first points of the game. 39-26, the 13-point Metamora lead. 5:45 to go in the game. Bailey Boyer now works on the dribble up top. Gets it to Sarah Baker. Baker showing no ill effects from the ankle sprain on Friday night. Now Boyer tried to get the pass inside to Baker. It was tipped away. Baker had a hand on it, but now it's stolen by Delap. Back comes Metamora after the turnover. Top of the key now. They get the ball down to Rohrbach. Underneath, here's the shot up, and it's going to drop by Sam Capron, and she's fouled.
Can't have that happen right there, Jim. That was an entry pass from the top of the key down into the post. That's got to be a pass that's either stolen, or at the very least, you have to defend it to the point where you're able to keep defensive positioning. The Streaks gambled right there, tried to go for the steal, and were out of position, and it was an easy two for Capron, and then the foul to tack on.
Foul was against Jessica Howard, her first, the fourth team foul. Here's Capron's attempt at the three-point play, and it's no good. Somebody was in there ahead of time, and so Galesburg will get it. 5:24 to go in the game, 15-point lead for Metamora. Into the front court now comes Young. Young holds up, gets it top of the key to Bailey Boyer. Ty Peachy has come back into the game for Sarah Baker. Howard on the dribble, looks into the corner to Pacheco, instead up top to Peachy. She'll hand it off to Bailey Boyer with 5 minutes to go in the game. Now to Pacheco, she throws a pass to Young, but it's going to be intercepted by Sam Capron. Back on the attack comes Metamora. This is Courtney Delef. She's gone all the way tonight, and she's going to be bumped by Bailey Boyer in front of the Metamora bench. That's Boyer's fourth foul.
Jim, against varsity, in varsity games, against good teams, you can't be throwing those cross-court passes. Pacheco tried to throw that from the far side wing to the near side corner, and it was an easy steal.
Right in front of the Metamora bench, it comes in to Sam Capron on the right side. Now this is Capron again with the ball, or Rohrbach rather. She dribbles all the way to the basket, puts it up and through.
Oh man, it looked like she took one too many hops there on her way into the hoop.
Whitney Rohrbach has eight. It's 43-26. Metamora looks like they're going to win this game easily. Now tipped away from Young, but she picks it back up and gives it to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now to Pacheco. Tried to get it in the corner to Howard, but the ball was tipped away by Rohrbach. Galesburg will control in front of their own bench.
Jim, the one thing you can do with a zone is you can cheat on passes and you can try to go for steals because somebody else has your back. And the girls are making lazy passes and the Redbirds are just jumping into the passing lanes, knocking them away.
Boyer now holds the ball up over her head, throws another bad pass, but Howard's able to get it after it was tipped away. Now here's a three-pointer by Young. No good. The rebound underneath is going to be controlled by Howard, who will put it up no good. And we'll get a foul on the rebound here as Link came down with it. I think she's going to be called for the foul.
Well, there's been a few times that she definitely could be called for over the back, and we haven't seen it. And now Sadie Hamilton's going to come into the game. It looks like Coach might be trying to get some experience from some of the younger players on the bench.
That was Lauren Link's second, the seventh team foul against Metamora.
Well, it doesn't seem like they know who's shooting the free throws here. And if I were Megan Young, I would have stepped right up in there and said, give me the ball.
It's Howard. Howard's 100% on the year from the line, and this free throw is good. She has 6 points on the year. As Eric mentioned, Sadie Hamilton has come into the game. That's Jimmy Carr's favorite player. I didn't see you. You said you saw him here tonight.
I saw him earlier. I don't know where he went, though.
You probably went home to listen. Howard makes them both. 43-28 in favor of Metamora. Here's the jump shot, and it's going to be good by Whitney Rohrbach. She has 10. That left-handed jumper is deadly. 45-28 in favor of Metamora. To Peachy between the rings for the Streaks. 3:50 to go in the game. Now to Bailey Boyer. She drives all the way to the lane but loses the ball. Ball on the floor, and it's going to be picked up by Metamora. And back comes Delap. Delap comes all the way down, drives the basket, puts it up no good. The rebound, though, is going to be put right back up by Marshall. Still fought for and pulled out of there by Ty Peachy. Back comes Galesburg. Peachy gets it ahead to Bailey Boyer with 3:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Boyer now into the front court, holds it over her head. Now she's going to be bumped, but no whistle to Young. Megan Young in the right corner to Howard. Thought about the three, but got double-teamed, and Link was lurking there. To Young, she'll take the 15-footer, no. The rebound, Young goes and gets it. Man, she hustles. Now on the left side to Boyer. Here's Howard with the NBA three air ball. The rebound's going to be saved inbounds by Hamilton, but Hamilton did not save it inbounds. It went out of bounds on the side, and it'll be Metamora's ball.
The one thing you want to see when you empty your bench like this and you bring in the players that don't get a lot of PT is you definitely want to see hustle. And we've seen a lot of hustle from Ty Peachy in games. And now Sadie Hamilton showing the, that's not a skill thing. Hustle is something that anyone can do, and we're seeing a very good job by these streaks, but bench players.
Into the front court, Justine Phillips gets it over to Whitney Rohrbach on the right side. Now back up top of the key to Haley Rauhaus is into the game. Rauhaus hands the ball off to Phillips. Back over to Gray. Taylor Gray now on the dribble. Gets it to Phillips. Phillips will dribble with 2:40 to go in the game. 45-28 Metamora. Now on the near side, Rohrbach. Back up top of the key, they get the ball to Natalie Marshall. In the lane to Gray. Gray pops it out on the right wing to Rauhaus. Rauhaus hands it off to Rohrbach. Rohrbach drives the basket, but we're going to get a foul on the floor called against the Streaks.
Well, at this point in the game, you're just trying to teach. You're trying to get the girls involved and get them in there so that they can go through the motions and learn in-game. And this is going to be a good experience. We're going to see. I'd like to see what Sadie Hamilton can bring to the game in the post here in the second, in this fourth quarter.
Here's a drive. Phillips to the basket. Puts it up no good. The rebound controlled by Howard. That last foul on Megan Young. Her first six-team foul. Back comes Galesburg into the front court. Catman Jerry has it out on the dribble. Hands it off to Peachy. Peachy cross-court pass to Young. Back up to Mangieri with 2:08 to go in the game. Left corner, Young. She's going to take the three-pointer. Bingo. Megan Young with the three. Man, she's a hustler. She goes from one side to the other and never stops. Her motor is always running on high. 45-31 Metamora. Phillips on the right side to Rohrbach. They've taken Link out of the game. Here's a pass in the lane, and the hook shot's going to go up and through this time by Natalie Marshall, her first of the game. There's two Marshalls, Natalie and Kathy. That was Natalie with the points. Peachy for the Streaks now. It's 47-31 Metamora by 16. To Mangieri. Mangieri at center court. She's going to dribble on the left side, holds up her dribble. Now to Jessica Howard. Let's see if Young will take another one. No, instead she tried to get it to Howard. The ball was tipped away by Whitney Rohrbach, and it'll be Galesburg's ball. And here come the shock troops.
Well, here's the line change for the Redbirds. The number of bench players coming in the game here.
Marshall Phillips going to go out. Also, Whitney Rohrbach will go out. I see Sammy Rowe is in the game. I like that name, Sammy Rowe. 47-31. We'll pick the rest of them up for you. Galesburg has the ball in the front court. Mangieri now. Bounce pass to Howard. Howard now on the dribble. Now to Mangieri. Back to Howard. Give it to Young. Let her pop it again. Now she has it right side. Back up top now to Mangieri with 58 seconds to go in the game. The Streaks down by 16. Now to Howard. Right side man, Jerry. Got to get a shot up, girls. Bounce pass now to Howard on the left side. Here's Young now in the left corner. She'll drive the baseline. Works against Megan Obrey, who's into the game. Back out to Mangieri, but we're going to reach in. Foul is going to be called here against Metamora's Morgan Ryan, her first. That's the eighth team foul.
Well, Megan Ryan trying to cherry pick a little bit right there and get a steal to go down for her first two of the game after she's getting in the game. But
well, as big as you are, you were a starter. But I was a shock troop guy, and that's the one thing you knew when you were on the shock troops. Shoot it. Both of them are good. 4 points now for Katarina Mangieri. 37 seconds to go in the game. Back comes Megan Obrey, tipped away, but picked up now by Jess Batchelor, who's into the game. Back over to Obrey. Obrey with the ball over her head. Hands it off to Sammy Rowe. Sammy now gets the ball over to Jess Batchelor. Here's a shot in the lane, and it's going to drop through for Morgan Ryan.
Travel called before the shot, but that was quite the shot put effort. She got some major air under that.
Backcourt pressure with 19 seconds to go. Now they drop off. Streaks will bring it back left to right. Here's Mangieri now, top of the key. On the dribble right side, Mangieri will drive all the way to the baseline. Now to the basket. She shoveled it off left side to Ty Peachy, and Ty Peachy puts it up and through. It's 47-35, and that's going to be the final score. The Metamora Lady Redbirds defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. The final score, Metamora 47 and Galesburg 35. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Walk in or drive through for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East May Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, breathe love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart breathe loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breathe Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breathe Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart breathe loves.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the post-game show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. The news not so good tonight as the Metamora Lady Redbirds up their season record to 3-2 on the year, defeating the Galesburg Silver Streaks 47-35 on the Streaks' home floor. Galesburg now 2-4 on the young season. Our final stats tonight brought to you by Hungry Hobo. North Henderson in Galesburg, you've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. Hey, it's only 8:30. There's plenty of time for a trip to Hungry Hobo right now after the game. Well, it was the Lauren Link show tonight. She scored all of her points in the first three quarters, 23 of them, to lead all scorers in the game. Lauren Link only had one free throw. All the rest were two-point free throws of her 23 points, so she had 11 two-point field goals. 10 points for Whitney Rohrbach with that deadly left-handed jumper. 4 points in the game for Courtney Delap, 4 for Sam Campron. 2 in the game for Justine Phillips. Natalie Marshall had 2, and Cadley Marshall had 2 points as well. For the Streaks, they were led in scoring tonight by Jessica Howard and Megan Young, who had 7 points apiece for Galesburg. Howard with a three, a bucket and two free throws. Young had a three and four free throws in the game. 5 points for Bailey Boyer in the game tonight. 4 points for Sarah Baker. 4 for Katarina Mangieri. And 4 for Monika Warner. Ty Peachy had 2. Shelby Pacheco had 2 for the Streaks. It was 13-8 Metamora at the end of the first quarter. The Lady Redbirds outscored Galesburg 14-5 in the second quarter to lead it at the half 27-13. But then the Streaks came out and had a 12-2 run at the beginning of the third quarter and narrowed the lead down to 29-25. The Streaks were only behind by 4 points. But at 4 minutes and 1 second in the third, Monika Warner picked up her fifth foul. She was gone. Metamora and Galesburg were even Steven in the third quarter, 11 points apiece. And so the Lady Redbirds still led it by 11, 35-24. And they outscored Galesburg 12-11 in the fourth quarter to win it by the score of 47-35.
Well, Jim, Monika Warner spent most of the game on the bench, and it seemed like the offense went with her. When she was in the game, the Streaks were very productive on the inside and were able to keep Lauren Link out of having big spurts. But once she went out, Redbirds did a great job of attacking the middle, and the Streaks seemed to go stagnant at times with the offense. 29-24 with about 4:01 left to go in the third quarter. Streaks had cut it all the way down to a 5-point lead and just could not do anything more on top of that after they got to that point. And that's about the time, I believe, you stated that Monika went out with fouls.
The impressive thing about the Streaks tonight was we talked about them holding their, you know, bowing their heads or putting their heads down and feeling sorry for themselves. And Jackie Howard alluded to it in your interview with her at the end of the half. And the Streaks came out and really played hard there at the beginning of the third quarter and fought their way back into the game. But Monika's foul was a real killer.
Well, it is. And she's an important cog, and I don't think anybody would deny that, of this team. And she's the leading scorer. She's the leading rebounder. And when she spends most of the game on the bench, that's a tough thing for any team to absorb, is the loss of your best player to either injury or fouls. Now, Sarah Baker showed no ill effects from the injury, however, didn't seem to be as aggressive on the offense. I have her at 4 shots she took all game, and you kind of like to see her get a couple more shots in there. And the shots just weren't falling for Jessica Howard. You can't fault her for the shots she was taking. She was open. She was taking shots that she can make on a normal basis.
The Silver Streaks are going to be at East Moline on Thursday, December 4th. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off. All the Western Big Six games will start at 7 this year, so we'll be on the air at 6:40 with the pregame show from East Moline, and that will be on Thursday. And then on Saturday, we'll journey over to Dunlap, and the Streaks will play Dunlap at 1:30 on Saturday. And then that's a new non-conference opponent. Morton was in that slot last year. Remember the ice storm when the Morton game was postponed until January. Now Morton's in the, well, it was called the King Tournament. Now I guess it's the Galesburg Classic Tournament, which is actually going to start in December this year, but we still will play on Martin Luther King Day. At any rate, Dunlap will be the opponent at 1:30 Saturday. We'll be on the air at 1:10 with the pregame show. And then the game we're looking for, I tell you, the Alleman Pioneers have just about everybody back except Molly Yergel from last year's team. And we'll play Alleman at home this year on the 11th of December. And again, that will be a 7 o'clock start. Here comes Coach Evan Massey. Our interview with Coach Massey is brought to you tonight by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Coach, you were down at the half 27-13. You had a 12-2 run, came back and narrowed it to 29-25. You left Monika in there with 4 fouls, and then she went out with 4:01 to go in the third quarter, and that seemed to be the end of it.
Yeah, it's a funny thing in athletics of where I think a game like this, you look back on, and that what happens is when a team starts to make a run on you and you lose touch with them, is that I thought tonight we went through a period of time where we just didn't play hard, we were beaten down. And then what you do is, like, you end up then you're down 14 points. if you continue to play hard, you're down maybe 8 or 9. Then when you end up come out and play hard in the second half and you make a run and you tie it, you get the lead, and all of a sudden then, you know, you can stay with it. But I think that the thing for us was, I think in the second quarter, we just, you know, it you know, kind of mystifying in terms of what went on. But I thought, you know, this is a game where kind of the message to the girls was, they can, you know, we can make all the excuses we want and say, you know, we're too young or we're too this. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter what age you are, you have to play a little harder than what we did. You know, I didn't think it was a game where we came ready to play.
The offense seems to get stagnant at times when Mynika's out there. Do you switch the offensive sets when she's not out there, or is it just the girls kind of lose confidence?
Well, you know, I thought, you know, we missed some shots, and, you know, we've become more perimeter-oriented when she's not in. And, you know, I agree with you. I think what has to happen is, I mean, obviously right now, you know, until, you know, there's a change, we can't rely on Mynika playing very many minutes because she just picks up fouls and some of them are unnecessary. So what we've got to do is we've got to learn to play, you know, more without her so that we've, you know, have an ability to score when she isn't on the floor.
And it's not that she's picking up good fouls. Some of her fouls that she committed tonight were bad fouls.
Well, I think, you know, you look... you know, it's tough of, you know, I'm trying to think through, you know, the second one, you know, where she's going to the basket, I think that was one where, you know, they'd called a foul before on Bailey. They'd called a block there, and now it was turned to call a charge, I think, on it. So it was unfortunate getting that one, but, oh, exactly, you know, probably... You know, the fifth foul on Mynika is one that should never happen. And, you know, but that's something, you know, right now we're what? You know, we're 6 games into the season. You would hope at a certain point that, you know, those would be things that we'd get better at.
This girl, this Lauren Link, though, was something, the 6'2 senior. She had 23 points, and all but one of them were field goals in the paint.
Yeah, and I mean, that was a story. I mean, we couldn't guard her. You know, is the bottom line with that is that, you know, we tried different people on her, and, you know, we couldn't guard her, and we couldn't block her off the boards. And, you know, it goes back to, you know, I think it's one where for us to get better defensively, we've got to play with more passion than we're playing with right now.
Coach, Bailey Boyer seemed to be a lot more aggressive looking for a shot in the offense today. Did you impart some words of wisdom?
No, maybe she's feeling a little more comfortable, and, you know, she had some openings, and she attacked that way, and so, you know, that's a positive. So, you know, that way, I thought Megan Young, you looked at the kids, you know, kind of playing a little out of position, but, you know, Megan Young and Ty Peachy both came in, and they played hard, and, you know, that's what we want. And, you know, right now, you know, I mean, that's the biggest thing I think we've got to do as a team, is we've got to figure out, you know, anyone that saw us play against Rock Island and saw us play here, it's almost like, you know, that our reaction to things right now is we're just, you know, we're not intense and we're soft in what we're doing. And we came out and we played hard at the start of the second half, but we, you know, you can't do it sometimes on a varsity level.
Well, you've been a coach for 30 years. Have you had that happen before?
Of course.
They play soft.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's something where, you know, you just got to keep working on it. That I think you usually find a team that plays like we're playing right now, that I think my thought is that usually that means you're not practicing hard enough. Because if you're not because when you don't have good practice habits, you become inconsistent in games. What you got to do is your practice has got to be one where every day when you show up, the practice is a certain level of intensity, and that's what happened. And that's what we've got to start, you know, getting after a little more.
Well, I thought the contrast between Megan Young and the rest of your team was striking, in that she really was hustling and really on high all night.
Megan always is, and we complimented her that way in the locker room, that, you know, that's part of why she's been playing with us, is that she has the ability to play hard.
Coach, one of the things that we noticed early in the season was the amount of turnovers. It seemed the girls got a little bit better, but it seemed like they went back to those long, bad passes where they were trying to go cross court.
Yeah, it was not a good night as far as handling the ball, that's for sure.
We'll let you get to your other interview. Thanks, Evan. We'll see you on Thursday at East Moline.
Okay, thanks.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Streaks. Our interview with Coach Massey brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Well, if you listen closely, you can probably figure out who my vote was for player of the game. We'll see if Eric concurs, and we'll come back and talk about it. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask your doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care, bringing health care home to you.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
The spirit will come alive in downtown Monmouth during the 21st Annual Christmas Walk, Thursday, December 4th from 5 to 8.
Hey kids, for just $2, you can get your pictures taken with Santa Claus inside Midwest Bank of Western Illinois from 5:30 to 8.
Sign up for a gift and enjoy refreshments at Cedar Creek Candles while you shop for your favorite Christmas decorations and candles.
Warm up with soup and coffee and free cobbler at Downtown Coffee House Cafe.
Along with fudge and cookies at Vaughn Jewelers, the 21st Annual Monmouth Christmas Walk, Thursday, December 4th.
Highlighting local sports every weekend. WGIL Sports Saturdays, Saturday mornings at 8 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. Well, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game is 5'5 sophomore Megan Young. Eric and I concur.
We do, Jim, and you know, one of the ways to win playing time on a varsity team when you are a sophomore, when you're younger, is to hustle. And Megan Young definitely was all over the floor, as you stated at one point during your call, and she does a good job. She's active. She's active on defense. She's active on offense. And if you're going to play hard and you're going to play varsity ball, that's one of the ways you do that, is you've got to stay aggressive on both ends.
Megan Young was 4-for-4 from the free throw line tonight. She had a 3-point field goal. She only committed one foul. She's a 5'5 sophomore. She's shooting, better now than 83%, probably up about 88-89% on the season. And as Eric said, she was one side to the other side to the other side and back again. She was running from wing to wing right across the court, passing, doing a great job, playing great defense, playing great on the press. And so she really distinguished herself tonight in this ball game. The 5'5 sophomore, Megan Young, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Our next broadcast on WGIL is going to be Thursday night, as the Silver Streaks will play East Moline in a Western Big Six Conference game, tip off at 7, and the pregame show will start at 6:40. East Moline was in this tournament along with Rock Island Alleman, but of course the Streaks did not play either of those teams, and Alleman and East Moline did not play each other either. So it should be a great matchup between the Streaks and East Moline, two even teams. And again, that will be Thursday night with all the Western Big Six games starting at 7. Our thanks to Dr. Tom Childs, the principal here at Galesburg High School, and athletic director Ralph Henning, and thanks to Jackie Howard and Evan Massey, the two coaches, for speaking with us tonight, and also to Steve Gorell, who is filling in for Kathy Wainman as the coach at Metamora. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. The final again in the sophomore game tonight, it was Metamora 54, Galesburg 48, as the sophomores fall to 3-2. And the varsity final, it was Metamora 47 and Galesburg 35. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.